Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Farrell DeLica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. It is May 29, 2015, and no, it's not 2 p.m. We are a little bit early today because tomorrow we are getting ready for a great event taking place in Washington, D.C., and I'm actually at the airport. So at 2 p.m., I'll be on the plane. So we are having the show today at 12:30. And today what we'll be talking about is business and beauty. Learn, lead, and leave a legacy in the workplace. Leadership tour for high potential emerging female leaders hosted by Ms. Lakeisha C. Brooks. And so we just want to, I first of all want to say, tell Ms. Brooks, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to be a part of this. It's not just an event. It's not just a tour or a book. It's really actually, as she said, a movement. And I think it's actually at a great time that this movement is taking place and empowering women to be the strong, great leaders that they were called to be. And so I would just like to give some little information about Ms. Brooks, and then we'll be talking about what the event, what's going to be taking place tomorrow and what's going on. Unfortunately, Ms. Brooks could not be with us today, but we will be having a great event tomorrow as she's getting ready for that. Ms. Brooks is a leadership development trainer, former Miss Georgia and Alabama U.S., speaker and author of Leadership Got Everything to Do With It. Ms. Brooks is heading on the road 2015 for Learn, Lead, and Leave a Legacy in the Workplace Speaking and Book Tour. The tour is hosted by Brooks Enterprise and Consultants, which she is the CEO of that company, which is a leading career and leadership development company whose mission is to prepare high-potential emerging female leaders for management and leadership roles. The mission of the tour is to challenge and inspire women to stand up and raise their hands on leadership roles in the workplace. And I think this is just really, as I stated before, a divine timing because there are so many shifts taking place as women are really stepping up to the plate and really advocating for women and for women to be leaders. As Ms. Sheryl Sandberg, CEO of Facebook, she was a woman who came up with the movement of Lean In, and a lot of other great women leaders came along that journey. And then we also have well-respected women who are on this mission to really tell girls, especially, and women, it's okay to be a leader, and it's okay to go out there and lead, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's in your community, whether it's in your religious institution, or whether it's even at home. But, of course, I would say a disclaimer with home that there needs to be a balance, especially if there's a male in the household, an adult male in the household, that there should be a balance with the leadership roles. But we should really be encouraging women to say it's okay to be who God has called you to be. It's okay to use your leadership gifts and abilities, and you don't have to be called anything outside of your name just because you are a great leader. And I think this event is definitely going to do just that, as this event initially – this event kickoff was April 18 in Valdosta, Georgia. It also had another stop in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Queen City, April 25th. Chicago and Atlanta have been postponed, and the D.C. stop is tomorrow, May 30th, and I am fortunate to be the guest. I am blessed and honored to be the featured speaker for that tour stop. Now, the other speakers who are a part of this awesome event is Aisha Martin, Sabrina Berner, Latasha Kinnard, and of course, Ms. Lakeisha Brooks. And there's also three other guests that will be on the show, that will be a part of the tour stop tomorrow, that will also be special guests coming to the event, is Ms. Capri Smith, who is Miss Corporate America. The host or the MC for the event is Ms. Nellie Frost, and also our stress relief coach. And so I just want to say I am just delighted to be a part of this experience, because it is something when you can be a part of a movement that is really saying, going across the country and really helping and empower women. I really believe it's, unfortunately, women have to be given permission, and whether they give it to themselves or whether someone gives it to them as empowering them, or whether it's their job, that women are not comfortable for whatever reason. And I think it's societal. I think it's taboo that women should be leaders. Back in history, it was that women were submissive and quiet, and they stayed at home and were housewives and homemakers, but now that has shifted since the 1950s, where women walked into the workforce after World War II, taking on positions and jobs that were vacant because so many people were fighting in the war. And I think it really liberated women with the women's suffrage and all these other different movements that, you know, women were really saying, hey, you know, we have more to offer this world. We have more to give. And I think it's just such a great experience, even in the 21st century, that we are still having this passion of empowering women. I'm not a feminist, but I truly believe that women have a voice just like the male counterparts. And I think it's something when society tells women that they should be quiet because of their gender, or they should be quiet because of their gender roles, because maybe they're a mom, maybe they're a wife, maybe they're a caregiver, or having other roles that would kind of put them in that woman role, I think it's unfortunate, as well as I don't believe it's fair, because even though that from a religious background, that women were made from a man as Eve was made from the rib of Adam, but I also believe that Adam could not be by himself. That's why God gave him a helpmate, because he needed someone to help him do the things that he needed to do in order to have dominion over the earth. And I think that's the same today. And it's just something when women realize the value and the gift that they have. When I initially started working with women as a life and business coach, author, and speaker, I was just burdened how so many women, I would hear their stories, and they would say, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I've been, you know, I've put my life on the line because I was taking care of my husband as he was going to school or going to work, and then we had kids, so I had to take care of the children, and now they're empty nesters, and they're saying, you know, I don't know what to do with myself, you know, I've kind of lost myself. When I was younger, I wanted to do this, and I was unable to do it because of family responsibilities, but now they have lost themselves in that process, and now when they're able to actually live out their own lives on their own terms, they can't do so because they've lost themselves so in the process of having these different roles. And there's nothing wrong with all those different roles. But I think what the challenge is, it's sad to see women who had a gift, whether it was to go to school to get a degree, or whether it was to start their own business, or whether it was to go higher up in their business or their corporations, but they weren't able to do so because they have to think about, you know, I have obligations to my family, so I can't be that CEO. I can't be executive positions because it would take too much time away from my family. It would take too much time away from me being home and taking care of my husband when he comes from work to provide the household responsibilities. And, you know, I think there is a balance that needs to be taken place in that respect. And it was so interestingly, a while back, I had interviewed one of my mentors, and I asked her, I said, can women truly have it all? And what she told me was, women can have it all in different seasons. There may be seasons that you can focus on your career or your personal goals, and there may be other seasons that you have to focus on your family. But I truly believe that it's never to say that you have to give up something for something else. I think it may be somewhat to say a compromise, or maybe it may be something that you have to say it can't be done right now, or maybe it has to be done in small steps in order to reach that big goal. And so I just really believe that we should be encouraging women more and more to tap into, especially those male-dominated industries, whatever they are, that it's okay for women to do it. Just like there's going to be the first female NFL player, referee for the NFL, and I was just like, wow, that is amazing. And imagine, because she took the courage and bravery to go out and live her dreams and go after it no matter what, despite what others may say, despite that it's a male-dominated and there's no other woman doing what she's doing, she has given other young girls permission to say, whatever dreams you have, whatever goals you want to achieve, you can go out and do it. And I think organizations such as Girl Scouts and Jack and Jill and the debutantes of all these different sororities and all these other different community organizations that empower young girls to say, you have so much to give. I remember being in a Girl Scout for over 11 years when I was younger, and it gave me the opportunity to realize that I have to be a part of my community. I have to give back to my community as an advocate, as a volunteer, as someone who helps those who can't help themselves, as well as it helped me to be leadership abilities. It helped me to understand who I am as a woman, as a young girl, and that I could love myself and that I am able to be who I was meant to be, and I don't have to sugarcoat it. I don't have to hide myself. And I think it's just awesome that we continue to have these organizations like that in our community. And also from the burden of what I've seen in the community by volunteering through Junior Achievement, I started my own etiquette school, the Holistic the 360 Evolution Academy, which is a holistic etiquette school, and helping girls to say that, you know, it's okay to be beautiful, but also be smart, know how to carry yourself. It's not always about how you look, but it's how you feel about yourself. And true love and beauty comes on the inside and exuberates on the outside. And so it is just something that we have to give these young girls at a young age, that environment. Cultivate them. Don't wait till they're older to have to ask themselves who they are. You know, they're looking at role models that are not very realistic, whether it's models or celebrities, which there are some great models, supermodels and celebrities out there. Young girls, a false image, a false impression of who they should be or how they should be. And I really believe that when we continue to educate our young girls, and even the youngest and Nobel Peace Prize, Mahala from the Middle East, how she at a young age stood up for what was right. She believed that young girls should be educated, and she almost lost her life, but yet now she has the opportunity and a platform to be able to speak on the behalf of others. And there's other women who are fighting across the world for women's rights and human rights and things that are being done against women. And even in our own country, there are some things taking place with women's rights. And, you know, to each his own opinion on that piece. But I just say, whatever you believe in, if you truly have a good cause, go ahead and fight for it. And so on that note, really believing that with the Learn, Lead, Leave a Legacy book tour, that it's an opportunity for young girls, women, older women to come out to these stops and just come out and be empowered, come be connected with other women who are looking to find that leadership gift in themselves or to sharpen that leadership gift. So tomorrow we're going to be in D.C. It's going to be 12 to 4 p.m. on Benning Road at the Greater Washington, D.C. Boys and Girls Club. And I am just so, so excited that for me, my topic will be transition from workplace to entrepreneurship. As I've been an entrepreneur all my life, but really full-time entrepreneur since 2012, and having my own journey and leaving my corporate America, so to speak, which was healthcare. I've been in healthcare since the age of 16, and for over a decade, I poured into that industry. I loved what I did. I was passionate about what I was doing. I loved taking care of my patients, even the difficult ones, and I enjoyed working with families and my multidisciplinary teams, my other cohorts and colleagues in the medical industry, but what my challenge was that I felt like I can give more. As a critical care and cardiac nurse, I felt limited. I felt like there's so much that I can do, but I felt confined to the four walls of the hospital. I felt confined to my two patients or three patients that I was taking care of in the hospital setting. And that's when I began to venture out and do public policy and also to get involved in politics and realize there is so much more out there for women to be advocating for. There's so much more out there for women to do. And I just realized that for me personally, being in healthcare was more of a tradition and a family, a female role, as women back then used to be only teachers and nurses, and they couldn't be anything else because it was male-dominated, and that was the way life was. But now that there's so many opportunities that women are impacting every industry across the world, every industry across corporate America and the marketplace, and we should not stop. And so I just say that we should be continually encourage people, continually telling women, overcome those challenges. Do not allow people to tell you can't do something because you're a woman. Do not allow people to tell you can't do something because you are a wife or you're a mother or you have certain responsibilities and roles that you have to satisfy. It's just, you know, I personally never want to be that woman growing up because I gave to my family and I gave to all my other roles that I lost myself in the process. And then as I get older and when the kids leave the house, that I'll ask myself, what was my life like? What was I supposed to do? What was my true purpose? I know my purpose is to be a wife and a mother, but I also know there's more to me that I can give to the world and community. And so it is just going to be a great, great event. And I just say if you wanted to watch in the D.C. area, you should come on out. Tickets are still available. You can go to eventbrite.com. It's $15 for the tickets. This is an event you do not want to miss. This is going to be the event happening in the Washington, D.C. area, and you have to come out because we are doing this just for you in collaboration with Ms. Brooks. And just to really really have a good time. It's Saturday. You know, it's going to be a great way to really invest in yourself and really have fun. And so if you would like more information about that, please go on Facebook and look up Miss Lakisha Brooks, LakishaC Brooks, and look at her Facebook page and find out more information about the event, or even tell her that you're coming out to the event. You're excited to meet her. You're excited to meet all the other speakers and special guests that will be at this event. Or you can even go to my Facebook page at Fayola Delica, FayolaDelica, and you'll see the flyer on my Facebook page. And, you know, contact that information and go out and get what you need to get in order to be who you are meant to be, because you have something to give to this world. You are not devalued because you are a woman. You're not invaluable because you're a woman. You are most valuable because you are a woman, because women have a special gift, such as intuition. We have the ability, if we were able to really pour out ourselves onto what we can give to the world, I can only imagine what this world would be like. And I'm just excited, even in the political arena, how more women are getting involved in politics. And who knows, we may have a woman president, and that would be an honor. I meant to see the first African-American president, and now to see the first woman president of the United States of America, that would be such a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And so I just say, whatever it is that you want to do in this world, invest in yourself. Take the time to really sharpen that gift, because leadership is a muscle, and if you don't use that muscle, it will deteriorate. And I really believe that everyone is born a leader. Just like faith, everyone has faith, but everyone has different measures of faith. And I believe the more you activate your faith, the more you put your faith to work, the more you're able to grow your faith. And that's the same thing with leadership. The more you sharpen it, the more you challenge yourself to go out and do it. I challenge everyone today who's listening, find a leadership opportunity in your community and get started, whether it's at your job, whether it's in the community, whether it's in your church. Find something, challenge yourself, step outside the box. Because it's in our, when we get come out of our comfort zone, that's when we're empowered. When we come out of our comfort zone, that's when we're able to realize who we really are, because we have so much to give. And I truly believe that God did not make us by mistake. And God gave us just as much ability and just as much gifts and talent as males. And we should not limit ourselves at all. So I just say, go ahead. If you are in the D.C. area, metro D.C. area, so if you're in Virginia and Maryland, you can come on over as well. As tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., we'll be at the Greater Washington, D.C. Boys and Girls Club off Fenning Road. And there is going to be a powerhouse of women who are movers and shakers in their various respects of industries and communities, really empowering you and telling you, empowering you to be the woman you've been called to be with that strong leadership ability in you, as well as to come out and have a good time, because that's what it really is about. It's one thing to be all business and beauty, but it's also another thing to have a good time. So I am just looking forward to it. I have to get ready for my flight, but I just tell you all, enjoy life, because life is too short. And whatever challenges come your way, continue to press, because every great leader has to overcome various obstacles. Every great leader has to overcome great challenges, but that's what made them a great leader, because they had to endure so much. So if you are enduring a lot to be who you are, if you're doing a lot to achieve your goals and dreams, I say keep going, keep striving, because we are here to encourage you. We are here to empower you. Do not hesitate to reach out to any of us who are part of this movement and event, because we are here for you. We are here to empower you and pour a motivation and inspiration in you, because you are a woman and you are made to lead, because women have such great talents to give to the world. Don't hide it in a box. Don't put it under the table. Put that light on top of the table and let it shine for the whole world to see that you are a woman and you are a great leader. Well, my name is Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure every Friday. Nope, it's not 2 p.m. today. Today we're broadcasting at 12:30 p.m., but we will resume our regular scheduling next week Friday. Actually, we do have a special episode on Wednesday at noon, and you'll get more information about that. Once again, take care, enjoy. Don't forget to come out of Don't forget to come out to D.C. at 12 to 4 p.m. at the Greater Washington, D.C. Boys and Girls Club, Benning Road. I've repeated numerous times, so you don't forget. $15 for the tickets. You can go to eventbrite.com and type in the search button, Business and Beauty, Learn, Lead, and Leave a Legacy in the Workplace. And also the book will be coming out shortly, so stay tuned. Thank you so much. Take care. Enjoy your weekend. And, yes, Monday, June 1st, 2015 is my 33rd birthday, so I will be enjoying myself in D.C. as I celebrate with a style of national and patriotic pride. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.